No, Logan, knowing, coming into tonight's game, knowing the emotion, knowing how important it is for you guys, but knowing that they're going to want to push back, they're the first place team for a reason. How did you, especially when you had to kill two minors in that major, what was your mentality in that first period?
I think the tonight and last night in general, they're playoff games for us. You know, we're still playing to continue our push, and I think our mentality is just play playoff hockey. I know that's what we're trying to do, and I think it's kind of nice right now that we're playing good teams too, coming down to the stretch. Is that if/when we get into the playoffs, we're playing playoff hockey already, and I think that's a big step for us right now with those two games.
How big is the momentum from? I mean, because that major was to end the first period. And there was a little bit, obviously, to carry it into the second. But what kind of momentum from a team's perspective when you can kill a five-minute major and really, I mean, limit the number of shots they got?
Yeah, it was huge for us. You know, that was momentum for us for sure. I mean, if you can kill off a five-minute penalty like that against a good team with a power play like that, it's a huge momentum swing. And I think we did a pretty good job keeping them to the outside that whole 5 minutes. You know, like you said, they got a couple good chances. That 4-on-2 they had, they missed a chance there. But, that happens in hockey. And I think for us, it was a big momentum swing coming into the first intermission.
And you guys go into that first intermission, come out in the second. It seemed like a different team started to push back and really dominate the way we've seen you guys here at Bell MTS Place. And obviously they got the first goal, but then Charles David scores, and you guys kind of took back that momentum. Is that the way you saw it?
Yeah, absolutely. And that's what I mean. Like, if you don't score on a 5 minute penalty like that, sometimes it's tough. Sometimes you get complacent, you sit back, and you're kind of down on yourself. But for us, it was huge to kill that off. And I think that's where it all started. You know, even though they did score first, it was a tough goal, but it happens, and again we bounced right back.
What did you see? I asked you before the interview began, but it felt like deja vu upstairs watching your goal, because it was pretty much the same thing. Same goal as last night and same goal tonight. So what did you see?
Yeah, you know what? There were just two good passes, good setups. I gave kudos to the trainers. They gave me a new set of gloves, and I got the grip on the stick both games. So it was kind of nice. I tipped my hat to Spiker for that.
Now, they come back, they tie the game. So now it's a little tough because, you need these points. And again, from our perspective, the atmosphere felt like a playoff game. Just the fans were into it, and the players, obviously, there's a lot of after-the-whistle stuff. But so, first of all, what was the atmosphere like for your perspective? Because, from ours, it felt like a playoff game.
Yeah, 100%. Especially on a Wednesday night, the crowds haven't been great through the week here, so it was awesome. It was great to see that many people come out on a Wednesday night to support us. And it's easy to build momentum off that. A big hit, a nice chance for a big save by Birdie. It's the crowd gets into it. We build off that, and we get momentum. Then we get going the other way, so I think it's nice to see, especially this late in the season, the sun's starting to come out and the snow's starting to melt. I think it's nice to see everyone starting to come support us.
And you really seem to be, taking it upon yourself as one of the leaders in the room, goal scoring leader in this team. But there were a couple of plays where you had ahead of this team, took the puck into the zone, really seemed to want to take the team on your back and get that go ahead goal. Is that an accurate read?
We're all in the same position. We want to make playoffs, and I think that's the biggest thing right now is we don't want to be done, come April 15th. We want to make sure we're still playing after that. So I think, this is the best time of the year. You're fighting for playoffs, and you're trying to get in there, and, when it comes, it's a lot of fun. So, we started early. The last 2 months, I would say, we're in a playoff push. So I think it's huge for us right now, and myself. We're having a lot of fun. We're enjoying it. We're having fun in the dressing room, away from the rink. It's a great time right now.
Last one for me, but I've said to the other guys, but you guys are 18-2, 1-1 in your last 22 games here at Bell MTS Place. What is it about playing at home that just seems to be working for you guys?
Sometimes sometimes it's just the way it is, but I think, like I said, that the crowd has been coming out, it's pretty cliche to say that, but it actually goes a long way. Sometimes you go on the road and you get some of these rinks where there's no one in there, no crowd, it's not loud, it's kind of quiet, it's tough to play. And I think, lately here it's been pretty special. We play a simple game. We don't play anything special. So I think it's a lot to do with that as well. But, it's the work that we've been putting in is starting to pay off.
Speaking of getting in a groove, you had a hat-trick against these guys back there and back-to-back goals against them. Do you just hate the color scheme, or what's going on with that?
No, I'm not sure. It's just sometimes it's the luck of the draw, but, I'll take everyone I can get.
Looking down the lineup, the center position, looking at guys like Felix Girard and Cam McLeish, who aren't necessarily on the scoreboard every night, but certainly putting in meaningful minutes for you guys.
Yeah, they're stepping up in a big way right now. I mean, both of those guys, the last, same thing, 2 months, but, especially the last couple weeks, they've really stepped up their game, in my opinion. I think it's going to pay off for us. It really is, especially when you lose a guy like Dano early in the first there, so it's going to... They're going to get more minutes. Everyone's going to get more minutes. The changes up the lines. They're playing wing. They're playing center. It goes a long way, and it's going to pay off down, especially come the last couple of games here, helping out and playing a smart, safe, hard game.
Just got one more for you. I asked Coach about it last night. Losing JC is an emotional leader on the ice for you guys. Yourself seem to be maybe less shy about getting into the sort of kerfuffle after the whistle sometimes. Is that a matter of, like, are you thinking that out in terms of being more invested that way, or just getting ready for playoffs?
Yeah, I think sometimes it's just to get you into the game. I mean, I'm not go in there and, you know, drop the gloves every time, but, you know, sometimes you get in there, it gets you involved in the game a lot quicker than, you know, just playing on the outside. So sometimes it's fun, but, you know, it is a big loss right now with JC out. The way he plays, you know, he plays hard every night, he plays with pride. I think that's what he brings to this lineup, and I think, you know, we'll be happy to have him back, but it's nice to see what the guys did without him.